here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, vámonos.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Battle of Wagon Box Corral. Chief Red Cloud of the Ogallala Sioux was undoubtedly one of the greatest military strategists of all the Indian tribes on our western frontier. His genius, like that of Chief Joseph of the Nez Perce and Cochise of the Chiricahua Apaches, matched the brilliancy of generals like Alexander the Great, Napoleon, and Hannibal. The plateau where Colonel Carrington established Fort Phil Kearny was the site of the battle which was Red Cloud's first and last defeat. The man responsible for it was the famed Cisco Kid. As our story opens, a meeting is in session behind the wooden walls of the fort.
How much longer is that redskin going to keep us waiting, Colonel Carrington?
Chief Red Cloud is not that redskin, Mr. Kessler. As Commissioner of Indian Affairs for this district, you ought to know better than to even think of him in those terms.
Colonel, when I was appointed, I was told to work in conjunction with the military, not to be ruled by them. What I think is my own affair.
Have it your way, Commissioner. But I can guarantee if your methods are in line with your thinking, they'll lead to disaster.
I'll make a note of your remarks in my next dispatch to Washington, Colonel Carrington.
Yeah, that's Red Cloud and his party.
You mean that whole ragged band is coming in here for the parley?
You won't find yourself crowded, Mr. Kressler. Red Cloud is empowered to speak for all the Sioux and the Cheyenne. He'll come alone. I welcome my Red brother. Come in, Chief Red Cloud.
Many moons have passed since eyes of Red Cloud looked into eyes of horse soldier, Colonel.
I am honored that you attend this parley. I hope it will bring peace.
That is in hands of agents of the great chief of all Americans.
I am sure Mr. Kressler will have an open ear to your grievances, Chief Red Cloud.
It will be more important for the Chief Red Cloud to have an open ear and a long memory for the punishment that will come to his people if they take to the warpath.
Agent of great American chief asked for peace talk makes war talk.
My men have given me a full report about the attack and massacre of Wolf Creek.
White men break treaty. Tell Indian they not come after Yellow Iron.
You mean those men were after gold, Red Cloud?
Nonsense. They were a maps of a party under my orders. This redskin lie.
Red Cloud not lie. They come again, we kill.
If you or your braves kill any more white men, Red Cloud, I'll see that every soldier west of the Mississippi is brought into this territory. The Sioux and their brothers, the Cheyenne, will be wiped out.
Shut up, Chrisman. What are you trying to do? Start an Indian uprising? Close your ears to this fool's war talk, Chief Red Cloud. He does not speak for the military. Red Cloud, listen to me.
No more to Carrington, Colonel, will I listen. I talk. Do not send more men to make map. Do not travel Bozeman Trail. If you do, death will ride with you. I, Red Cloud, promise.
Any minute now, Pancho expects arrow in the box, Chisco.
Ah, that is silly, Pancho. Chief Red Cloud has been our friend for a long time. We are in no danger.
Yeah, but maybe Chief Red Cloud not our amigo no more since he say nobody travel on the Bozeman Trail.
We are traveling on it to see the chief and put an end to this trouble if we can.
Well, Pancho hopes you're able to do it, Chisco.
If I fail, it will not be because I did not try.
Oh, look, Chisco, the cattle's coming this way.
Oh, see, hold up,
hold up, hold up, hold up, hold
up. There's a very poor-looking herd, Pancho.
Can't you see that hombre was driving them before, Cisco?
Si, Pancho. His name is Chuck Gannett.
Chuck Gannett, huh?
He works for the Indian Commissioner, Kressler.
Well, this
ain't the Cisco Kid. Ho, Caillou,
ho. Pancho. I'm glad you stopped to talk, Gannett.
Okay, ma'am. Circle this bunch of critters, will you? I'm going to stop a minute. Now, what's on your mind, Cisco?
Those cattle. You are supposed to deliver them to Chief Red Cloud. You are going in the wrong direction.
You ain't telling me nothing I don't know, Cisco.
Then why'd you not do it?
It ain't none of your business, either of you. But I don't mind telling you. Red Cloud refused the cattle, so I'm taking them back. Are you satisfied, Long Nose?
Keep a civil tongue in your head, hombre. I do not blame Red Cloud for refusing that scrawny, diseased herd. Are you and that commissioner trying to start an Indian war, Gunner?
You look to Pancho like that, what they're trying to do.
What are you scared of? The soldier boys will protect you. You two lily-livered Indian lovers got nothing to worry about.
Jump down out of that saddle, Maverick! I told you to keep a civil tongue. Now I'll teach you to do it.
And you other two coyotes keep out of this. Aren't you gonna go on both of you?
For a long time, you've been asking for a good beat, sister. I ain't satisfied.
Make sure you can back up your words with action. See what I mean? Get it?
Enough, Cisco. Enough for this time. But don't think there won't be another time.
Any time, Gunner. I'll be glad to accommodate you with another lesson just like this one.
Maybe next time I'll teach you something, Cisco.
There is nothing I can find out from you, Coyote.
Maybe next time you'll find out how it feels to be a corpse.
From the look of your face, you could have used a guard of soldiers when you met the Cisco kid, Chuck.
I'll get him for what he done, Kurt. Don't think I won't.
There'll be plenty of time to take care of the Cisco kid after the Indians are on the warpath.
If the colonel hears from Cisco about them diseased cattle you sent, we might be able to keep them Indians from the warpath.
That's why it's essential you get going. Here's your horse. Can't you hurry those men?
Get a move on with that wagon. We gotta get rolling.
As Commissioner of Indian Affairs, I was able to get a military escort from Carrington for your wagon.
How'd you manage it, Kurt?
I told him I needed maps for the territory southwest of here, away from the Bozeman Trail.
Where do I pick up that escort?
On the plateau between the Big and Little Piney Creeks. I was also able to change Carrington's message to Captain Powell.
Sure.
He'll be there with his detail to meet you.
We're supposed to be on a mapping expedition, huh?
To all intents and purposes, that's exactly what you'll be on. The mapping equipment is loaded in the wagons, isn't it?
Yeah. All except the box compass you told me to leave here.
Good. When the wagon train gets near the plateau, you send them on ahead to meet Captain Powell and his detail.
Then I say I have to return to the fort for the compass.
That's right. I've already notified Red Cloud that we are not intimidated by his threats. And they're going to use the Bozeman Trail. I dared him to keep his promise.
He'll do it. Red Cloud and them Sioux will wipe out the soldiers in this wagon train. They'll figure they've come to map Indian territory for settlement.
Yeah, that's exactly what I want. The government will be forced to put the army into the field to quell the Indian uprising.
You've got it planned down to the last detail, Kurt. Since you figured how to get me out of that trap alive, I'm all for it.
I don't fool myself about you, Chuck. We both know the reason you're all for it is because of the gold we can get from those Indians' lands once the Sioux are driven out.
You got me figured right, Kurt. That last wagon's ready. The sooner we get rolling, the sooner you and me'll be a couple of rich hombres, huh? Good plan, Kurt. You can be sure I'll spring your trap. It'll cause more bloodshed on this frontier than they've ever seen before. Wagon! Forward! Roll! See you soon, Carmen. Get up!
Surround them! Surround the two whites and kill them!
No, no, do not kill! They are friends, Cisco and Pancho! Ah, where are you?
Hola, Chief Huereta.
Hola, Señor Chief. This is Cisco and Pancho, and I've got their hands in the gun.
White men, get off horses.
Crazy horse, listen to Red Cloud. Not talk to friend that way.
We will gladly dismount, Chief Red Cloud.
It's no trouble, it's a pleasure.
What's Cisco Kid do on Bozeman Trail?
I was hoping to find you, Chief Red Cloud.
Red Cloud make promise no white man sleep on Bozeman Trail. Why Red Cloud break promise?
You're not out here very long, or do you know Red Cloud and Cisco not hurt one another?
Young Chief Crazy Horse come from land of the Dakotas. He second chief to Red Cloud.
As leader of war party, Crazy Horse claimed guns and horses of two white men. Use them to fight map party scouts say headed toward Big Piney Creek.
We not let him take Diablo and Logo and our guns, Cisco. What map party he mean, huh?
I do not know, Pancho. The reason I am here is as much for the good of the Sioux and the Cheyenne as for the white man. I have come in peace, Crazy Horse.
Like all white men, Cisco kids speak with forked tongue. Talk peace while map Indian land to settle. Crazy Horse not believe Cisco kid.
Crazy Horse tongue wag like old woman.
It is the way of white man to hide behind cloak of friendship. Let him prove he speaks straight. By wrist fight.
Red Cloud will fight in place of friend Cisco Kid.
No, Chief Red Cloud. Gracias for your bravery and your friendship. But if I am to prove to the other braves that I speak the truth, I must do my own fighting.
Crazy Horse prepare for battle.
Cisco Kid, hear Red Cloud. Not fight Indian way with Crazy Horse. He kill you.
Cisco able to beat him. What they got to do? Hit one another with their wrists?
No, Pancho.
No?
Indian wrist fight means two braves have wrists of left hand tied together with rawhide thong.
Oh.
In right hand, each grasp hunting knife. Many times from fight like this, both braves die.
Matter me, that Crazy Horse, he got the right name. He Logo. You not gonna find him that way, Cisco.
Now listen to me, both of you. If I do not fight Crazy Horse and win, the tribes will not listen to Red Cloud. They will name Crazy Horse their new chief, and the frontier will be bathed in bloodshed.
If Crazy Horse kill you, you fail anyway. It better you live.
Lend me your knife, Chief Red Cloud, and tie my wrist to that of Crazy Horse.
Death of Cisco Kid will be signal for Sioux uprising and bring death to all white men.
I am ready for the fight. Tie our wrists together, Red Cloud.
Yeah. Who draws first blood shall be winner. There. Wrists are tied.
First blood shall be at the end of my knife and from the heart of Cisco Kid.
And this time, the lives of every man, woman, and child on the frontier, as well as Cisco's, are at stake. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Battle of Wagon Box Corral. Indian Commissioner Kurt Kressler and his henchman Chuck Gannett are intent upon setting Chief Red Cloud and the Sioux Indians on the warpath so they can claim the gold on the Indian lands. Cisco and Pancho meet Red Cloud, a sub-chief Crazy Horse, and a large band of braves. Crazy Horse challenges Cisco to an Indian method of battle. Their left wrists are tied together and their right hands grip long, sharp hunting knives. When the signal is given, Crazy Horse shrieks a war whoop and raises the keen-edged weapon to deliver the death blow to Cisco.
Well, Cisco Kid dies!
Not yet, Crazy Horse! Not as long as I can ward off your left hand!
Cisco Kid good with knife, but Crazy Horse still twists knife from hand of Cisco.
Please, Cisco, look out! He knocked the knife out of your hand!
Help, Crazy Horse, kill!
Will I have hold of your knife? Can't you? Will do no killing on me?
Good. Quick arm, Cisco Kid. Force Crazy Horse to drop knife.
Drop the knife, Crazy Horse, I'll break your arm.
No!
See, you will do it!
Where did you go? You twist his arm and he got it dropped tonight.
And to pull your temper, to take a fight out of you. Hey, well, listen to me.
Yeah, Cisco Kid win fight. Cisco Kid draw first blood.
Yeah, Cisco punch Crazy Horse so hard in the mouth, it's bleeding.
Untie our wrists, Chief Red Cloud.
There. Wrist untied. Now, all braves, listen to words of Cisco Kid.
If you go on the warpath now, you are playing into the hands of one evil hombre, Kressler, the Indian agent.
Now is the time to strike. Kressler and all white men must be driven from Powder River country.
Red Cloud has faith that if peace can be, Cisco Kid will make it so. The Ogallala Sioux will wait and give Cisco Kid chance.
The Dakota Sioux and their blood brothers, the Minneconjou, will not wait. Our scouts brought news of the meeting of wagons and horse soldiers near the fork of the Big and Little Piney Creek. We ride there. When we ride away, no white man will have a breath of life in him.
Nothing able to stop them. You do not can do it, Cisco.
At least, Red Cloud, you and the Ogallalas will not fight.
Heart of Red Cloud sick by words, Red Cloud must say to Cisco Kid.
What do you mean, mi amigo?
Red Cloud knows white man way of fighting. If Red Cloud does not lead his people, their blood will run as rivers of the mountain.
But, Red Cloud, we have hunted together. In battle, we have been as a right hand to each other. And now you say we will fight against each other?
They are my people, Cisco Kid. I am their chosen one, their chief. For me, there is no other way.
Hey, Pressler.
What's the matter, Chuck? What's the excitement?
Everything's worked out just as you planned. The excitement is that Crazy Horse and 1,000 of the Dakota Sioux are all over the Bighorn Mountain.
Good, good. After a scalping party, there'll be no holding those Indians.
Yeah, there'll be no holding the army when Carrington learns what happened to the men in those wagons and to Captain Powell's details.
Cisco. Cisco killed
him. In Pancho, too.
Colonel Carrington.
You dirty, skulking sidewinders. I was hoping to find you two together.
Well, what's the matter? What do you mean?
You know very well. Those wagon loads of men and Captain Powell's detail of soldados are in a trap from which there is very little chance they will escape.
You lying skunk, Kressler. You must have changed my message. Captain Powell knew much better than to go near the Bozeman Trail on his own.
Cisco, look out! Get him, go for his... Blando, you should have gone out of his hand!
You said you would try to kill me, Chuck Bennett. Then this is the last time you will ever...
Quiet!
And now for you, Kessler.
If he makes another move, Cisco, I'll put a bullet through his head.
I'm not moving. You know you'll have to prove the charges you made.
When the time comes, they will be proven. This Maverick Gannett will talk like a magpie. The important thing, Colonel Carrington, is to try to save those hombres and soldados up on the plateau between the Big and Little Piney Creeks.
If only Captain Powell and his men were armed with the new shipment of rifles we just received.
What difference would that make, Colonel?
50-70 breech-loading Springfield rifles, Cisco.
The new repeating rifles. You have them here?
A wagon load full of them. And 7,000 rounds of ammunition.
With those repeating rifles and that ammunition, Captain Powell's soldados and those hombres have a chance to come back alive.
But if they brand new rifles, how those hombres and soldados know how to use them?
Every soldier stationed here at Fort Kearney has been instructed in their usage in preparation of the rifles being issued.
Colonel Carrington, let Pancho and me take that wagon load of rifles to Captain Powell. With them, I have a plan that may stop this Indian uprising before it starts and without bloodshed.
How many men will you need?
None. Pancho and myself will do it. If we succeed in getting through the Indian lines, Powell's men will do the rest.
And if you do not?
The repeating rifles will not fall into the hands of the Indians. If it appears we are going to be captured, a lighted match tucked to their ammunition will blow up the wagon, the rifles, and all.
Faster!
He's just going up! Come on! Faster! Faster! Hey, hey, hey!
Mind
you,
Red Cloud must have at least 3,000
Sioux
braves surrounding this plateau.
And those Indians were chasing us getting
closer,
Cisco.
I'm hoping
I've got
to blow up
this wagon load of rifles.
Look, Pancho. There is Captain Powell
here, soldados. There, and the hombres
with
the wagon.
Bueno. The Capitan has ordered them to move one of those wagons so we can get within the circle.
Under the wagon! They're coming through!
The soldados are turning the gunfire to the Indians.
That band chasing us is a small one. Well, we are safe from them.
Cisco! One of these shoot a flaming arrow into the canvas of this wagon. He is on fire.
Bring the horses into that circle. Maybe those soldados can help us put out this fire before the rifles and ammunition blow up.
Now, Caballero, go down and swing it
out. Oh, Caballero, go down, ho, ho, ho.
Rifles and ammunition in this wagon. Help put out the fire.
Come over here.
Bring that pail of drinking water.
Now, there's still a chance we can put that fire out in time in Francisco.
Si. Andale, Captain Powell.
Andale, men, andale.
Bueno. They put out that fire.
They use those buggers just like real firemen.
It's a miracle you made it through those Indian lines, Cisco.
We came up the draw along the little tiny creek. It was only a small band of Sioux that chased us. The entire plateau was surrounded, Capitan.
I know. This command will be wiped out, same as Captain Fetterman's outfit was last December. What good will more rifles and ammunition do us?
But these are the new Springfield repeating rifles, Captain Powell.
Oh, and several thousand rounds of ammunition in the wagon for those repeaters.
Ah, good. We've got a fighting chance, men.
We have more than a fighting chance, hombres. There's the chance this small handful of hombres can put down the Sioux uprising.
32 soldiers and civilians against 3,000 Indians? It doesn't seem possible, Cisco.
Colonel Carrington sent Cisco because Cisco got a plan. Now, do listen.
Then place them, most expert shots you have, so that we are covered from every position. The rest of the hombres keep reloading the repeating rifles. Red Cloud and those other chiefs know how the army fights. After the first volley, they know their soldados must stop to reload.
But with these repeating rifles, we don't have to stop to reload. Those Indians are going to get the surprise of their life.
No, no! The most important thing of all is not to kill one single Indian brave.
What?
See, that is what I said. Not one single death. Unless you want these frontiers bathed in a bloody warfare.
Well, what's your plan, Cisco?
When the attack begins, you hombres keep up a steady barrage of gunfire. But make sure the bullets hit the ground in front of those onrushing Indians.
You think that'll stop them?
Not ordinarily. But Red Cloud knows by this time a wagon slipped through his lines. He knows I am here. He will know because of our friendship, I am trying to give him a warning that we have a new weapon and that we can slaughter his warriors. Now remember, amigos, not one Indian brave must be killed. Not one brave.
Well, it's too quiet, Cisco. They're going to attack any minute.
See, Captain Powell. They will.
Matarami, they're the Indians, and they're all around us.
Oh, Pancho, never see so many before.
There is Red Cloud, Captain Powell, with the other chiefs. When he waves that blanket he is holding, it will be the signal to attack. And that is when your men should open fire.
Red Cloud, hold up the blanket, Cisco. Look, he's waving it.
Hurry him! Come in, firing, and keep it up!
Those Indian opponents getting closer.
So far, so good. My men are following orders. Not one death yet.
If only they keep it up, Red Cloud will understand. He will signal a retreat.
Cisco! Cisco, look! Red Cloud understands. He waved that blanket for his warriors to retreat.
You were right, Cisco.
I turn, look. Cease fire, man! Cease fire!
You did it, Cisco. You did it.
Yes, Cisco does it.
No, no, amigos. You are the ones. Your bravery in the face of that death charge is what will put a stop to this Indian warfare.
Listen to him, men. He and Pancho get through those Indian lines by the skin of their teeth. Bring us rifles, ammunition, and plan to make this whole thing successful. And then they act like they've had nothing to do with it. Well, what do we say about that?
Hey, Pancho.
Those two mavericks, Kurt Kressler and Chuck Gannett, paid for their crime.
Hey, the whole story of their dirty dealings came out at the trial. They will have the rest of their lives in jail to think about their crimes.
Pancho, glad for the way things work out.
Hey, now that the government has ordered the army out of Fort Kearney, all the territory along the Bozeman Trail will go back to the Indians. And that is as it should be.
Fine, you like to stay in that Indian camp longer next time, Cisco. Fine, you like to play with all the little Indian niños. Especially the ones where the Indian mothers they carry on their back.
Oh, you are talking about the little Indian papoose.
No, Cisco. Fine, you talk about the little Indian niños where the mothers carry on their back.
Well, that is what I am talking about, Pancho. You know what a papoose is, do you not?
Gee, of course, Pancho. A papoose is the last car on the freight train.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
Oh. ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.